is Morning Routines with the I Love Success podcast. How does your mornings look like?
Yes, being someone who listens to a lot of personal development and whatnot, I know the importance of a morning routine. So I kind of developed my own one. It's not perfect by any means, but first thing I do is I wake up, I drink about 500 milliliters of water. I read multiple places that kind of really gets your system going, especially as someone who has to manage their own weight closer to fight time. That really starts to rev up the metabolism. So I drink that big glass of water, use the bathroom, and then normally what I do is I feed my dog, I get the coffee going, and then I walk the dog. And on that walk, I can kind of think about what I need to do for the day. Once we come back from that walk, I drink the coffee, and usually by then the metabolism's running pretty well. So as Pedro Munoz mentioned in a previous podcast with you here, I take a big old, number two there. And while I'm doing that, I oftentimes read, whether it's a book I'm reading currently, or I'm reading from, I like to read from Medium. It's an app or basically a community of people, a community of writers, but I like to read a lot of different things from there, whether they're inspirational, thought-provoking, whatever it is, I get some of my reading done there. And then from there, it's kind of a mix. I know it should be more organized, but oftentimes I'm throwing my things together, all of my gear as fast as I can to make it off to training, or I'm checking email or checking Facebook and Instagram. But for the most part, I'm doing my best now not to get sucked into looking at email right away or looking at Facebook or Instagram. I'm trying to keep at least that first 20, 30 minutes of my morning pretty routine and regular. And I feel like it really does help me get ready for the day.
Cool. So what time do you wake up in the morning?
I usually wake up around 7:15 or so. Most of my training classes or training time start at 9 o'clock. So that gives me enough time to wake up, do my thing, and get out of the house by then. Oftentimes, I try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. It doesn't always work out. I know when I was really busy, when I had that company up and running, I was only sleeping like 4 hours, 5 hours. And, you know, that was really hurting me, really hurting me. So now I really do try my best to get that 8 hours of sleep in. So I wake up a little bit later than most, but also I need to get that sleep in because I train so hard during the days. We need that time as athletes to recover. And I would have to say the same thing for entrepreneurs as well. If you're always tired and groggy and just pounding coffee, it's not gonna lead to a productive day. So for me, getting that sleep in is important, which is why I wake up a little bit later than most.
Interesting, yeah. So you wake up, you have that 500 milliliters of water because what do you think it's good for?
Supposedly it's supposed to rev up your metabolism, and for me it's true. Like once I start pounding that water, I need to use the bathroom. I feel everything start to work, start going, and yeah, that's the reason I take it.
Perfect. And then you take your dog out for a walk, you have some coffee. Do you eat any breakfast?
No, I actually don't eat breakfast. With me, I've always been a person that if I ate food right before, whether it was a soccer match, soccer practice, or fight training, you know, it doesn't sit well with me. My stomach's always rumbling too much, and I feel like I'm not at my peak. So I always just kind of drink coffee in the morning. I do my training, and then I start to eat after that.
Interesting. So do you believe mornings are important?
Absolutely. I mean, mornings set you up for the whole rest of the day. If your morning is just all over the place, if it's hectic, if it's not structured, I feel like your whole day is going to kind of follow that same path. So they're definitely important.
Interesting. And what are your thoughts in the morning? Do you work on your thoughts, some kind of visualization or some positive thoughts? Or how do you feel about that? What are you doing in your mind doing in the morning?
In my mind, I know I should probably get better on it and really designate a time to either visualize the day more. Sometimes I do it when I'm walking my dog. But normally the thoughts are kind of all over the place. Closer to fight time or in fight camp, I go through a pretty intense series of visualization, kind of seeing myself, hearing the music, hearing the walkout music, seeing myself walk out into the cage, looking at my opponent, because oftentimes we know who our opponent's gonna be, and seeing how that fight's gonna play out with me always winning every single time. So the visualization really, for me, it's important around fight time, and I know I should probably do more of it when I'm out of fight camp. But yeah, I find it very helpful.